Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has written to the Housing Minister seeking further clarity that the defective concrete block grant scheme cap increase will be available for homeowners who have already commenced remediation works. The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Quigley's Point is to be laid to rest this week. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it will begin investigations into allegations of the development of an unauthorised bituminous coal processing plant in Inishowen. And there's fear someone will be seriously injured or worse unless safety concerns over parking at Errigal Mountain are addressed. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will be here with the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first, a Donegal deputy has written to the Housing Minister seeking further clarity that the defective concrete block grant scheme cap increase will be available for homeowners who have already commenced remediation works. It was confirmed in recent days that the amount available under the scheme will increase by 10%, with a maximum of €462,000 now available for defective block homeowners. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said it would be unjust and unacceptable if homeowners who have already started to carry out remediation works are excluded from the increased grant. He says homeowners who are experiencing significant financial shortfalls are anxiously awaiting clarification from Minister Dara O'Brien.
There's concerns in Donegal that the families who have already commenced work and are availing of the scheme will not be able to avail of this increase. Now, in my opinion, there should be a 100% redress scheme, the same as the pyrite remediation scheme. But the increase in the cap is welcome to families who can avail of the scheme and are availing of the scheme. So it's really important now the Minister urgently clarifies that the approach taken when he brought in this actual enhanced scheme, that it applied retrospectively to those who had engaged in the past, that continues with this. He needs to provide that clarification urgently, because the families who are currently remediating their homes are going to fall substantially short financially, and they need to know as soon as possible what's happening here.
And we know that so many affected homeowners, they are falling short in this scheme, and in this instance every cent matters to them, so it is important that this is considered, your proposal.
For sure. I mean, we're talking here tens of thousands, and in some cases over €100,000 of a shortfall. So this isn't a 100% redress scheme. It does leave people short, and if he's going to increase the cap, it must apply to everybody. The same way when the cap was increased previously, it applied retrospectively. We know that this legislation for the enhanced scheme was passed over 2 years ago. It took a year before it became operational. Costs are growing all the time. So he needs to do the right thing and needs to provide clarification as soon as possible.
The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Quigley's Point is to be laid to rest this week. Donna McDermott from Ballymacarthur Greencastle, who is in her 30s, died in the two-vehicle collision on Friday night at 11:15 in the Carrowkeel area. The driver and another passenger of the car Donna was travelling in suffered non-life-threatening injuries, while the driver of the second vehicle was uninjured. Donna's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday at St Mary's Church in Ballybrack. It was a busy weekend for Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit as they made a number of arrests. On Saturday, they arrested a driver on suspicion of drink driving and another on suspicion of drug driving. Meanwhile, three drivers were arrested on suspicion of drug driving last night. Gardaí have warned road users that if you drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you're putting your life and the lives of other road users at risk. They are encouraging people to get a taxi, family member or friend to drive them home. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it will begin investigations into allegations of the development of an unauthorised bituminous coal processing plant in Inishowen. Health and safety concerns have been raised over the development in recent days. It has also been claimed that planning permission has not been sought nor granted for the facility. In a statement, the council says following complaints received over the weekend, the matter will be examined under the provisions of the Planning and Development Act 2000 as amended, with the aim of establishing the nature of any potential unauthorised development. Given the enforcement process involved with any potential unauthorised development case, Donegal County Council says it will not be making any further comment. Claire Hanna says it's back to school day for the Stormont executive. The incoming SDLP leader has set out the party's agenda ahead of the unveiling of the North's long-awaited draft programme for government. Northern Ireland's First Minister Michelle O'Neill says it is a milestone, with Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengilly saying progress will be measured month to month. Hanna serves as the South Belfast MP and says it is a long time coming.
We're very pleased that 200 days plus after the executive has been formed that we understand about to get a programme for government. They have been visible less than the Northern Lights have been Northern Ireland programme for governments over the last 15 years.
There's fears someone will be seriously injured or worse unless safety concerns over parking at Errigal Mountain are addressed. Over the weekend, between 150 and 200 cars were parked along the route near the mountain. In recent times, a motorist while travelling along the road narrowly avoided hitting a number of children. While a long-term project is in the works, Councillor Micheál Colm-McGill-Aspig says an interim parking solution urgently needs to be put in place.
On Saturday, I was heading out to watch Irua agus Ní Mura on the 14s play. I couldn't get over the amount of cars. I've never seen as many cars as there was on Saturday. There must have been at least 200 cars and more to come during the day. And I know there is a master plan being put in place. There is a consultant from Donegal involved at the moment in Dunluce to look at a master plan for the whole area, similar to what I'm working at for Maharorti. And the part of that master plan and that discussion, the consultation with the local community and us as councillors, will be to look at the parking. But I just think that between now and then, because nothing happens in the council, and I'm not being disrespectful to all those working on it, nothing happens in a hurry within the council. And on that basis, I think we need to put something in place. The council had worked hand in hand with the local Cushy Farborough, and I couldn't praise our council staff enough in relation to the project, but we need to do something in relation to the parking. It is not safe. You saw the letter that your man sent me that nearly knocked down the 2-3 children a couple of weeks ago. That really could have been a very different story.
The refurbished Port Salon Pier and the Bunbeg Harbour pontoon were officially opened today. A total of €1.7 million was spent on the recently completed works at Port Salon, while €967,000 was invested in the newly constructed pontoon at Bunbeg. Port Salon and Bunbeg are among 23 capital projects in Donegal that received funding totalling €19.1 million. The projects were opened by Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, and he says they are a welcome addition to the communities.
Two really significant pier projects open in the county today, and I was delighted to be able to open them. We saw €1.7 million invested in Port Salon, which has significantly enhanced the pier, extended it, and also delivered significant repairs to it. It had been undermined for a number of years and was in danger of becoming eroded. And this €1.7 million investment has completely transformed it and means that it'll be a really strong pier serving Port Salon and the area onto the Swilly for many years to come. And then we also opened in Bunbeg, just under €1 million spent in installing new pontoons right along the wall of the harbour, which has made it much more accessible for all vessels, whether it's fishing or whether it's leisure, or indeed for the Gola and Tory ferry to be able to utilise.
And what effect do you think these will have on the local industry in these areas?
Well, it means now that the piers are of a really high quality and very secure, and it means that boats that are using them either for fishing or for leisure or for angling as well are in a position to do so. And indeed, you have a really strong pieces of infrastructure in both these ports now, which people can plan for and hopefully maybe see new activities at both Bunbeg and Port Salon grow as well. Donegal County Council manages many, many piers and harbours across the county, and I want to compliment the staff of the council in terms of their work.
A man in his 20s has been injured in an aggravated burglary in County Derry. Shortly before 25 past 11 last night, two men, one armed with wooden bats, entered a property in the Glenleigh Village area. The male occupant was assaulted by both men and taken to hospital with multiple cracked teeth and a cut to the left side of his lip. Police say they are continuing to establish the circumstances surrounding the attack and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. one of the first investigations to be carried out by a new body tasked with probing outstanding cases from the Northern Ireland Troubles will be into the 1974 Guildford pub bombings. The Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information was established under the British government's Controversial Legacy Act. It has registered 85 inquiries since becoming operational earlier this year. The National Ambulance Service Representative Association says the service is completely understaffed. 2,000 personnel are needed to alleviate the pressure on the service. It comes as the crews took more than an hour to arrive at 500 high-priority calls in the first half of the year. Brendan Flynn from the National Ambulance Service Representative Association says it will take years to train the amount of staff needed for an efficient emergency response.
Certainly the ambulance service is understaffed, certainly by at least 2,000 personnel, I would estimate. With the best will in the world, even if they decided they were going to deal with it in the morning, the capacity to train that number of staff, it would take several years.
There are calls for a change to be made to the way students get into college. At the moment, sixth-year students apply on the CAO website and choose their courses in order of preference. Course acceptances are then decided based on a point system, which fluctuates per demand and can also become a lottery system for some courses. Director of the National Associations of Principals and Deputy Principals, Paul Crone, thinks it's too impersonal.
For example, when a student moves from primary to secondary school, they come with their passport, which has all of their information on their academic performance, aptitudes, interests, all of that. They come into post-primary school. We do cognitive aptitude testing at the start, which helps us to track them academically, their strengths, their weaknesses. Then in fifth year, they do differential aptitude tests, which are DATS exams again.
Donegal County Council is warning commercial food serving establishments, particularly takeaways and small restaurants, that waste cooking oil must be stored securely and collected by a permitted waste contractor. It's after a number of incidents have been reported to the council and Uisce Éireann, where used cooking oil has been poured down drains, over bridges, into rivers or into sewers. Donnamarie Doherty has more.
Donegal County Council is warning that businesses disposing of cooking oil is causing blockages, overflows and costly removal in parts of the county. The council is warning that it will carry out inspections of food serving businesses to ensure records are in check. It's warned that anyone found to be disposing of cooking oil in an unauthorised manner will face enforcement or prosecution. Business owners are advised that to dispose of cooking oil it must be stored in a secure container with the lid and be leak-free. The local authority says routine collection of used cooking oil by a permitted waste contractor should be organised to ensure that the business meets its duty of care responsibilities covered by the environmental legislation. The permit waste contractor will then transport the used cooking oil to an appropriate facility for recycling or disposal.
The time is 13 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 16 minutes past five. Oisin Kelly is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with Gaelic Games. The knockout phases of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championship start this weekend. The CCC have confirmed the fixtures for the senior playoffs and the intermediate and junior quarterfinals. So, the prelim quarterfinals of the Senior Football Championship start on Saturday the 14th of September with Dunloe against Downings and Clohanilly at 2 o'clock. Then on Saturday evening, the second prelim quarterfinal will see St Eunan's against Ardraa at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, thrown in at 7:30 that evening. The other two prelim quarterfinals are on Sunday the 15th. In Ardraa, Fourmasters will take on Killybegs at 1 o'clock and Gweedore will play Sean McCool's at 4 o'clock in the O'Donnell Park. Both of the senior relegation playoffs are taking place on Sunday the 15th. Éirua Ballyshannon against Clohanilly is at 1 o'clock in the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, with Glenfun against St Noel's at 4 p.m. in Tyrconnell Park in Donegal Town. In the intermediate quarterfinals, the action starts on Saturday the 14th with Termon against Red Hughes at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny at 3:30. At the same time, Milford will play Neave Warra Lower Rosses in Clohanilly. On Sunday the 15th, it's Neave Columba against Railton Amara Bundoran at 12:30 in Dunkinilly. And then at 2 o'clock in Carndonagh, the last of the intermediate quarterfinals, will see Buncrana against Mallon at 2 p.m. In the intermediate relegation playoffs, both are taking place on Saturday the 14th. Fanad Gaels against Burt in the O'Donnell Park at 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock in Davy Brennan Memorial Park in Glenties, it's Narossa up against Letterkenny Gaels. While the two quarterfinals in the Junior A Championship are taking place on Saturday, with Ní Padraig Éiscigheán against Naoimh Breed at 5:30, and then at 7 it's St Mary's Convoy up against Uras, and that game is in Convoy. The full fixtures, of course, at both A and B level across the senior, intermediate and junior championships are available on the Donegal GA website. Now, on this week's DL debate, there will be more talk on the club championship with Brendan Devaney after the 7pm news. He'll be joined by Pádraig Colfordy, Brendan Kilcoyne and Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News to review the action. While the special guest tonight is Donegal All-Ireland winner from 2012 and current member of Jim McGuinness's backroom team, Colin McFadden. The first round in the Tyrone Senior Football Championship comes to an end this evening. Coal Island are taking on Clonoe in the last of the first round fixtures. The game starts at 7 o'clock and Dungannon is the venue. Moving on to international soccer, assistant manager John O'Shea insists there's no confusion as regards to who's in charge of the Republic of Ireland. Following Saturday's defeat to England, Heimir Hallgrímsson said he hoped to have more authority over the side as time went on. The Icelander was not on media duty today to clarify his comments ahead of tomorrow's game with Greece. But O'Shea is adamant that Hallgrímsson is number one.
The boss is the boss. There's clear lines on that. As I mentioned, this is the plan that was in place beforehand and we felt there was no reason to change it.
Meanwhile, Ireland goalkeeper Kevin Keller says he's looking to play more regular football. The Cork man confirmed that Liverpool rejected bids for him from other clubs, with one known to be Nottingham Forest. Keller says he is looking for a new club.
I made it clear probably in the last few years now that I want to go and we'll be a number one and play week in, week out. So the club's made that decision to get another goalkeeper in as well, which obviously from the outside... looking in, looks like they've made a decision to go a different direction. So yeah, but my ambition has always been clear and has been clear the last few seasons that I want to go be a number one and play week in, week out. And sometimes from the outside looking in, it looks like maybe that's 100% my decision, and maybe at times it's not always in my hands as well.
In athletics, Mark English will be back on track this evening. The Finn Valley man will run in the 800 metres in Switzerland at the Gala di Castelli in Bellinzona. Luke McCann will also feature in the same race, while Charlene Mosley competes in the 400 and Sarah Lavin tackles the 100 metres. Finally, in golf, the Donegal Youth Finals were held in Ballybofen Stranorlar over the weekend. In the under-18 match play final on Sunday, Letterkenny won the title in a close encounter, beating Buncrana 2-1, while the plate under-18 final was won by Dunfanaghy Golf Club. And that's your sport this evening. The DL debate, of course, will be live tonight after the 7 News with Brendan. Kitty.
Thanks, Oisín. A preferred route corridor for the N13 bridge end to Derry Route Improvement Project has been identified. Once complete, the works will improve congestion and road safety along the N13 from west of Bridge End to the A2 Buncrana Road in Derry. The Department for Infrastructure in the North are in tandem progressing a road improvement project on the A2. A public consultation on the identified preferred route option is ongoing until October 3rd. Councillor Paul Canning says it's vital business owners and those using the route daily have their say.
We're at a stage now where we're at the third non-statutory public consultation period, and there will be information available at all the public service centres, but also for the people up Bridge End from today onwards. There will be information in the local post office, and there will be documents there. If anybody wants to put in a submission or give feedback on that preferred route. Now, there's an undergoing process now that begins after this submission period, which ends on the 3rd of October. But what happens then is the TIA, they do what they call a topographical survey. They do ground investigation. They do an environmental survey. And then they get ready and they do a detailed design, land acquisition for the route that has been selected. And then they start to prepare the statutory document. So there is a process now that will probably be March, April before they get at it properly, you know.
And this public consultation is important. It is important that people have their say, because this is a route that so many people use coming in and out of Donegal, and it's vital that it is up to standard for these motorists.
There's actually 16,000 vehicles per day go through Bridge End. That's a lot of vehicles. The other side of the coin is there's a lot of businesses in Bridge End. And people want a certain amount of traffic going through the village to keep their businesses afloat. So there's a balance to be got. We make it safer for the people in Bridgend, but we also need to ensure that the businesses are still striving. If there's people that want to make submission, do make the submissions to the council and raise their concerns.
9 new schools in Donegal are to join the Arts Council's Creative Schools Programme. 184 new schools and youth reach centres across the country are taking part in the 2-year initiative, which enables schools to discover additional ways of working and uncover the impact of creativity on children and young people's learning, development and well-being. The Donegal schools chosen will receive a €4,000 grant and will have access to professional creative associate for 2 years who will support them to develop and implement their own bespoke creative school plan. Gardaí are warning of another text scam doing the rounds. The scammers this time are purporting to be from gov.ie. Aidan Delaney has this report.
The scam informs recipients they are entitled to a household benefits package and other state benefits and asks them to click on a link to forward on their bank details. Recipients subsequently receive a phone call purporting to be from their bank, informing them they've been scammed and their bank now needs to take possession of their bank card. A courier then calls to the house to collect the card. This scam is claiming to be from MyGovID. However, similar fraudulent texts and phone calls could be received from other state agencies. And Garda Síochána is warning the public to be wary of any texts they receive requesting personal bank details. They say to never disclose your bank details and PIN and never hand over your bank card to anyone.
Nearly €170,000 is to be awarded to Donegal Local Sports Partnerships and Active Disability Ireland in dormant accounts funding. Of that, €115,000 was allocated to hubs, €16,600 to volunteer supports, €7,000 to Her Moves and €30,000 to Equality, Diversion and Inclusion. The dormant accounts funding allows unclaimed funds from accounts and credit institutions in Ireland to be utilised for projects focused on overcoming the barriers and challenges to participation in sport for those who are economically or educationally disadvantaged or those affected by disability. The funding also enables Active Disability Ireland to continue to work with local sports partnerships in developing training designed to build awareness around people with disabilities participating in community sport and physical activity. Students in financial difficulty are being encouraged to contact their university for support. As well as Susie Grant's admissions offices in colleges often offer financial packages to those who meet the criteria. One such grant available from Susie is €500 off college fees for students whose families earn under €100,000 a year. Higher Education Minister Patrick O'Donovan says any increase in grants is a matter for the budget.
Each individual university and college will also have an access programme. And again, these are for predominantly students that will find it particularly difficult or have individual circumstances or something may have happened that might fall outside the scope of Susie. Individual students can contact their admissions office in their own local university or their college of wherever they're attending.
A lack of charging stations is the main reason people are hesitant to buy an EV. The EY Global Mobility Consumer Index shows demand for electric vehicles is slowing, with concerns over battery replacement costs and range anxiety also playing a role. Global demand for EVs rose from 30% to 55% between 2020 and 2023, but increased by just 3% last year. John O'Keefe, CEO of ePower, says we need more speed chargers along our motorways to encourage consumers to buy electric.
If you're hotels, you need slow charges for overnight guests. If you're a factory or an office block and you have people here for 8 hours, slow charges is absolutely fine. But if you've got meeting rooms and people are coming in for an hour or they're travelling to a destination, they need to be able to get a couple hundred kilometres in 20 minutes. A fast charger is anything over 50 kilowatts. We're rolling out 180s, so you're going to get a really fast charge in no time at all.
And now for the weather, cloudy and breezy for the rest of today with patchy rain or drizzle and hill fog. Moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds will increase strong at times windward coasts. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a Donegal deputy has written to the Housing Minister seeking further clarity that the defective concrete block grant scheme cap increase will be available for homeowners who have already commenced remediation works. It was confirmed in recent days that the amount available under the scheme will increase by 10%, with a maximum of €462,000 now available for defective block homeowners. The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Quigley's Point is to be laid to rest this week. Donna McDermott from Ballymacarthur Greencastle, who's in her 30s, died in the two-vehicle collision on Friday night at 11:15 in the Carrowkeel area. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it will begin investigations into allegations of the development of an unauthorised bituminous coal processing plant in Inishowen. Health and safety concerns have been raised over the development in recent days, and there's fears someone will be seriously injured or worse unless safety concerns over parking at Errigal Mountain are addressed. Over the weekend, between 150 and 200 cars were parked along the route near the mountain. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September 9th. The death has taken place of Jean Kerr, Ford, the Steeples were melt in. House private. A service of thanksgiving will take place in First Remelton Presbyterian Church on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St Union's Patients Comfort Fund, care of McElwee Funeral Directors Milford, or to any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Sarah Gallagher, Addy Well Doohery. Her remains will be reposing in her son Connie's house in Addywell this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock, and tomorrow from 11 a.m, with rosary again at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Fintown, at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Donna McDermott, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. Home private to family only this evening. Donna will be reposing at the family home tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Family home private on Wednesday morning, with funeral from there at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Evan Craig, Ballybow, Chur, Muff. Evan's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 2:15 for 3 o'clock funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Patrick Joseph Joe Riley, Ballymagowan, Kerrykeel. Joe's remains will arrive at St Mary's Fanavulty Fanid for prayers at 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Tamney Health Centre Patients Comfort Fund, care of Eamon Scott Funeral Directors, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals,